I'm Maureen McKinney. For this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth, I interview Norman Walzer about his story on rural population trends.
Well, but I think there's about 45 counties in Illinois, rural counties, that in fact have had their highest population was in 1950. So, I mean, there's really a smaller number, but a fairly large number that had the highest population in 1900. So it's an issue of mechanization of agriculture, aging of the population, more people going to higher education. A lot of the higher education opportunities are outside the county. They establish a new life then after 4 years in a different county. They're equipped or trained for a higher pay and a higher, different kind of jobs. And those jobs with less frequency now are available in the rural areas. So as a result, if they have a degree in something and they want to pursue that as a career, those career opportunities simply aren't available in the town that they started. And so I think that's probably a lot of what's going on.
What might help the counties respond to these declines?
Well, I think a couple of issues. At the very basics, we have to have jobs, high-quality jobs. And the rural areas really have been lacking. They've been falling behind the metro areas in terms of high-quality jobs. So we need to have, in a real cost, the idea of what kind of money you earn as an income, less what it costs you to live. So in real terms, we have to help make rural areas a more efficient place to live or a more attractive place to live from the point of view of housing, from the point of view of entertainment opportunities, from the point of view of high-paying jobs, high-paying relative to what the cost of living is. And I think those are the kind of things that's really largely an economic development function. It's a question of how to address the local economies and how to get higher-paying jobs, more jobs, these kinds of things available in the rural counties. I don't know that rural areas will ever surpass the growth in metro areas, but certainly they could become competitive again. And, they are attractive places to live. There are a lot of opportunities to do things. There's a relatively lower crime rate. Housing costs are less. So there's a lot of pluses about a rural area. But if the job opportunities aren't there, then it's kind of difficult to be there and survive. And that, gets down to the whole issue of how competitive is the state to attract businesses. And we're seeing out migrations from rural counties in the same way as we're seeing out migrations from metro counties, for a lot of different reasons. But we simply, Illinois has to become more competitive as a state for economic development.
What's the reason you've been interested in this issue?
I've studied rural for a long time, and from a rural area, rural background, and I truly believe in rural areas. And I think that rural really has some really good opportunities that really don't get promoted. I don't think maybe we're paying as much attention to the rural areas in some of our policies simply because there are fewer people. And so if you're a state agency and you're short on funds, then you have to put your time and effort into where you're going to get the biggest bang. And the biggest bang in terms of jobs created and these kinds of things are going to be naturally in metro areas.
I'm Maureen McKinney. I was interviewing Norman Walzer about his story on rural population trends in Illinois.